Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Did you know that when your tooth enamel is gone, it's gone forever? That's scary to think about. So up your daily regimen with Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair Toothpaste and new Pronamel Repair Mouthwash. They work great together, penetrating deep into the tooth surface and locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. With new Pronamel Repair Mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing. So show your teeth some love with Pronamel, the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion. Buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Learn more at Pronamel.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobalt Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on from 1 to 4. And after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line is 1-877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. We have some vacancies for Friday. So fill the vacancies. Unleash. Whatever's in your head, let it out. You might make it. Also use the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app. Now we have another corruption case involving the former L.A. Deputy Mayor, Raymond Chan. He probably never heard of him, but he was one of Eric Garcetti's top lieutenants. And boy, did he get whacked today. He is going to prison. It is the same real estate development scandal that ensnared L.A. City Council member Jose Huizar, who was recently sentenced to 13 years in prison. So let's talk to Michael Monks from KFI on what's going to happen to Raymond Chan now. Michael.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. Raymond Chan, this is the second trial for Raymond Chan. You may remember last year he was first on trial on these charges, but a mistrial was declared after a defense attorney fell ill. So a bit of a delay here for the justice that prosecutors say was served today. He's 67 years old. As you noted, he was a top deputy in the city building here in L.A. for former Mayor Eric Garcetti. And yes, he is entangled with that same so-called Casino Loyale federal investigation that landed former city councilman Jose Huizar a 13-year prison sentence that will start for him in April. This closing argument finished yesterday morning. The jury did not start deliberating until this morning at 8, but John, by 10 o'clock today, they had the guilty verdict in. Did not take much time at all to find Ray Chan guilty.
On 12 counts.
12 counts. These are federal charges, RICO charges, racketeering, honest services, wire fraud, bribery, making false statements to a federal government agency. What they say he did, and what they have now proven that he did, was facilitating influence from developers, project developers here in downtown L.A., and to get the support of Councilman Huizar. Huizar benefited from this financially as well, but they say that Chan also benefited to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. His defense team said, no, he didn't benefit from this personally. He was a loyal government servant and just got caught up in this unfairly, and that the people of Los Angeles should be thankful for Ray Chan's work on their behalf for all the years that he spent.
Is Chan actually going to pay the legal bills for this defense? Because when you get smoked on 12 counts in 2 hours, why did you even bother with a trial?
I know it's an expensive case for Jose Huizar, who is supposed to report to prison at the end of April. He has to pay back more than $440,000 to the city and also nearly $40,000 to the IRS. So we're still waiting to see exactly what the price tag might be in fines for former Deputy Mayor Ray Chan. But if it's anything like that, then the defense attorneys might have to take a back seat to those types of payments.
So Chan was like a middleman between the real estate developers and Huizar, because Huizar had most of the power deciding what was going to be built in L.A., especially downtown L.A. in his district.
Exactly. He was the deputy mayor for economic development in particular, and he realized, apparently, his role as a middleman, because part of the charges within this conspiracy indicate that Chan facilitated a $100,000 campaign contribution from one of these developers to Huizar's wife, because Huizar's office had a succession plan that when Huizar was finished representing Council District 14, which is here in downtown in Boyle Heights, that his wife would take over. And so Chan also wanted to maintain power with this conspiracy. Everybody else who has been brought up on these charges has already either pleaded guilty or been found guilty. So it was no surprise this morning that a jury returned a guilty verdict against Chan as well. They did it very, very quickly.
These charges covered a 5-year period from 2013 to 2018. So they must have had a lot of evidence of meetings and conversations and plotting and memos and money exchanging hands. It's just pretty shocking considering everybody else who got convicted or pled guilty. Huizar going to prison for 13 years. Why Chan would hold out so long and then get convicted on 12 charges in 2 hours is just an astonishing misjudgment, because now he's really going to get whacked with the sentencing.
Well, to that point, his defense team did say today that they plan to appeal. So they're not finished fighting yet, whatever his position is. Obviously, he is maintaining his innocence, so he does plan to appeal these charges. But the FBI said today that, quote, the Casino Loyal investigation has shined a light on the city of Los Angeles, and the FBI will continue to weed out corruption to ensure local government operates honestly to improve the lives of Angelenos.
All right, Michael Monk's KFI News, thank you very much for coming on.
My pleasure, John.
Huizar, in case you forgot, and he is going to prison for 13 years, he took all kinds of bribes. Luxury hotel stays in Las Vegas, casino chips, concert tickets, campaign contributions. Oh, and they describe it as an array of other benefits. The array of other benefits, that was the hooker buffet that Huizar would line up for. There was a lot of sex involved in this. And he basically worked for Huizar, even though he was the deputy mayor and he also was the this bureaucrat. Let me see. What was the name of the attorney here? This losing attorney, John Hanush. Good job, Hanush. Oh my God. He claims there was no quid pro quo in this case with Ray Chan. With Huizar, there absolutely was. So they kept trying to say, no, Huizar is the crook. But the facilitator, the middleman, was Raymond Chen. And you tell me Garcetti didn't know any of this was going on? Was Garcetti asleep all those years? The reason Chan hadn't been convicted yet is his original lawyer, Harlan Braun, was hospitalized, and he was very sick, and he couldn't work for months. And so the first trial was declared a mistrial. You know, when you've had how many guys already went to prison here? I think a dozen others. Yeah, when a dozen other guys have been sent to prison over the same investigation, you can't really say, oh, it was everyone else. I was the innocent one. Chan also helped Weezer with a sex harassment case as well. It's just, there have been and there are so many corrupt, greedy dirtbags that work in City Hall. This city is one of the most corrupt in the country. And that's saying a lot. And a lot of it was the Garcetti crowd and the city council. And it's still there. It's endemic. And we keep electing the same dirty, corrupt boobs. Every 2 years, more dirty, corrupt boobs get elected and reelected. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Things are so nuts. How nuts are they? Things are so nuts now. I'm sure there are a lot of people, because the price of everything has exploded, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have their budgets have been screwed up because of the cost of food, right? I mean, food inflation is probably 25-30% cumulatively. And it doesn't matter if it's slowing down. It's still the extra inflation, even if it's only 3 or 3.5%, it adds on top of the 25 or 30%. And some categories, it's even higher. And of course, their statistics lie a lot anyway, but it's significant. But if you're an illegal alien in New York City, they are now handing out debit cards, and you could make up to $18,200 a year in New York City if you're an illegal alien. They will give you prepaid debit cards so you could buy $18,000 worth of food. You can only use them at supermarkets and bodegas. Those are those deli convenience store type of outlets that are common in New York. And if you're a family of four with two children, you get up to $350 a week. And they started distributing the cards at the Roosevelt Hotel. That's been a shelter for illegals. And the first 10 new arrivals at the hotel shelter, yes, they won $350 debit cards. And I guess you could come back and get them refilled every week. 115 families will get them this week alone. The idiot mayor, Eric Adams, you know, Mr. Sanctuary City, he's spending $53 million of New Yorkers' tax money. Boy, I tell you, if they reelect him and any of the city council going along with this, then you know what? You deserve all the financial misery that you're suffering from. If you don't get rid of this guy who's handing out $53 million, listen to this one. If you go to the Roosevelt Hotel to get the money, you have to sign an affidavit swearing that you're only going to use the cards for food or baby supplies. In other words, you have to promise you're going to follow the law. These are people who broke into the country illegally. But hey, if we're going to give you $18,000 worth of food, you have to promise you're going to follow the law and only use it for food. All right? Now, and by the way, there's no shortage of poor people in New York. There's no shortage of American citizens who are struggling to pay their food bills. There's no shortage of parents who have trouble feeding their kids. But suddenly, these people jump to the head of the line and grab the tax money that everyone else is contributing. That is, Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, called it insanity. And it's offensive. Now, they have 180,000 illegal aliens in New York City now. 180,000. There's 65,000 still in shelters. And Eric Adams claims this is going to save the city money. Instead of the city spending the money on food, they're giving the money directly to to the migrants so they could buy food at the supermarkets. It's the same expenditure, isn't it? I mean, instead of buying boxed food and feeding it to the migrants, they're going down the road to a supermarket. What? I don't see how this saves money. But, you know, he probably made that up. He just lied. Of course he'd say that. The contract for the debit cards was given to Mobility Capital Finance on an emergency basis. And get this, there were no competitive bids from other companies. Huh. Wow. Do you think there's some kind of reward there? Some special personal connection? He recently gave a $434 million contract with some medical services company called DocGo. And he spent he's also spending $500,000 on this contract so far. He gave a $125,000 starting fee to the debit card company and is claiming that these are only going to work in pre-approved stores. Families are going to be asked to save receipts. This company has worked on universal basic income cards in other cities, including here in Los Angeles. Great. This is another one. Universal basic income. Don't worry about working. We'll give you the money. Don't worry if you came from another country and you broke the law. We'll give you the money. You hungry? What do you need? Here's a magic card. Here. You know who works? Those poor American taxpaying saps. Those poor bastards. They're foolish enough to work. You're special. You don't need to work. We'll give you their money. Oh, my God. Isn't that infuriating? But you deserve this. This is who you vote for? Oh, listen to this. There's a deputy mayor in New York named Ann Williams Isom. She's trying to defend this program. She says, I do struggle with why people are being so negative when it comes to providing something basic for families with children. Because they should be providing the food to their children in their home country where they used to work and have a job. But they came here illegally. They've got no work. They have no job. And now we're responsible for their kids. And then we're being shamed because we don't want our money. We want the money going for Americans who are in need. And we're supposed to get shamed for that. I do struggle with why people are being so negative. Oh, my God. More coming up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Moist Line, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86, or use the talkback feature on that super powerful app. You know, I do listen to your news occasionally.
You do?
Yeah, I know you. Oh. And two stories of yours got my attention. One is that they're going to take one of the car lanes on Olive Avenue and turn it into a bus lane.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.
This goes right past the studio, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's a 2-mile stretch through Burbank, one lane in each direction of Olive Avenue. Should be a bus corridor. And they were having a meeting at the Burbank City Council on Tuesday. And a lot of Burbank residents were speaking out against this. Normal people do not want bus lanes. Normal people do not take buses, especially in Los Angeles. It's a bus lane that would run from North Hollywood. Oh, it's a metro line. Oh, geez. It's going to be all the people who set other passengers on fire or stab them or punch them. So it goes from Metro's Red Line station in North Hollywood to the Gold Line in Pasadena.
Ooh, you can do your show there. Just right.
You know what? I'm going to lay down in traffic. I'm going to broadcast that live.
Really?
Yeah, until the bus hits me.
Yeah.
You'll be like the climate change protesters in Europe.
Yes.
Just don't get dragged off the street, please.
Oh, he's going to get hit.
No, I'm going to lay in traffic. Maybe I'll handcuff myself to a road sign.
Okay, and then you'll starve? You'll do a starvation diet?
Yes.
Mm. No hamburgers for however long it takes to get this to go away?
Look, I haven't done a...
protest?
A protest in a long time. Mm-hmm. A dedicated bus lane. You couldn't drive your car. Why can't the buses drive with all the other cars? Why? There's not that many buses anyway. How many buses run from North Hollywood to Pasadena? Who's going to North Hollywood? And there's something called the Burbank Transportation Commission. Has somebody named Eddie Polon? He says this is a compromise. It's a compromise that gets us a little closer to the goal of an ethical street situation. An ethical street situation. They laid down the streets so people could drive cars. That was the point of a street. It's not unethical for people to drive on a street. Why else would you have a street? Ethical street situation where everybody, including bicyclists, pedestrians, seniors, and disabled folks, have just as much use of the street. No, no, the street is for the car. What do you mean seniors? Seniors drive cars. Disabled people drive cars. We all have drive. How many disabled license plates do you see in the parking lot? And half of those people are faking it. God, what parking lot did I go to the other day? We drove in there and there were like 40 empty slots offered disabled parking. I mean, I get the idea of disabled parking, but it was rows and rows. And I think, I know where it was. We went to the California Science Center. It was one of those lots. You know, when you go to the government lots, they're hypersensitive and hyper woke. It's like, yeah, let's have 40 empty spaces that nobody's ever going to use. Jeez, they needed 5. They built 40 of them. And so these people, They debated this for hours. You know, the thing is, normal people don't have time to go to a stupid meeting to defend their right to drive on a road without excessive traffic. You know, only weirdo, fanatic cult members show up at City Hall meetings to fight for a bus lane. I mean, have you been on the buses? Oh, God, the buses are filled with psychos and drug addicts. All sorts of mental patients. But they have the right to a free lane. They have the right. The Metro crowd, the people who ride Metro, the people on buses. Every morning when I go to the bagel shop, buses fly by me in Santa Monica. You know, the big blue buses?
Yeah.
I intentionally look inside. Have you ever looked inside?
I have.
Oh, that's frightening.
That's very insensitive of you.
Inaccurate. I can't believe I should have gone to the meeting. And one person said, one normal person says, it already can take 15 to 20 minutes to go three blocks. I'm worried if you go to one lane for cars, then you're going to bleed into the neighborhood to try quicker ways to go. Yeah, that's what's going to happen, is all the side roads in Burbank are going to be overwhelmed with refugees because during rush hour, yeah, it can be really slow. Before the pandemic, do you remember how long it would take? Did you ever try to, well, probably you didn't. You ever try to go south on the 101 if you wanted to go to downtown LA?
No.
Or go to the Hollywood Bowl from Burbank?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You make a left out of the parking lot.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was like 2-3 miles of traffic. It would take about a half an hour to get to the 101. That's been gone ever since the pandemic because nobody around here shows up for work anymore.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's the one benefit.
Oh, my God. Now, this. It's there in the preliminary design stage. Project isn't going to be finished till 2027. I'm driving on the dedicated bus lane. Why can't people stop this stuff? When does this end? They're taking away lanes all over the region, all over LA, all over LA County. This seems to be some bizarre, unstoppable force, and they put in bike lanes that nobody uses, lanes for buses that nobody uses. Empty buses I see going up and down Wilshire all day. Empty buses. Whoop, 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 whoop. They're carrying air. They're carrying bad air, too. They smelled what's on that bus. Aye, aye, aye.
You need to go. You need to go to these meetings.
Oh, I'm ready to revolt. What was the other thing? Oh,
yeah, you said you heard another story.
How much time do I have? I ain't in a minute. Hold on. I even called this one up because I couldn't believe it. Corbin's story. Not that I don't believe Corbin, but I just they claim the climate change.
Oh, this one, yeah,
is speeding the Earth up.
Yeah,
and we have to pause our clocks by a second in a few years because the planet is rotating faster. They claim that the ice is melting at the North and South Pole, and that's causing, like, water to build up.
And it's speeding up the Earth's rotation.
The lead author is some character named Duncan Agnew at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
He's a geophysicist.
This is an unprecedented situation and a big deal. But then he says it's not a huge change in the Earth's rotation that's going to lead to some catastrophe. So is it a big deal or isn't it a big deal? Well, it's something notable, he decides. A negative leap second. In 2029, the clocks are going to have to pause for a second, like that long, right there. And then we'll be back in, our clocks will be in sync with the Earth if we just stop that long.
Okay. I'll worry about that in 2029.
Why is everybody insane? We've got a guy, he spends his life, and he's worried about this 1 second. That long. I don't understand. The stuff we worry about. But the stuff we ought to worry about, nothing gets done there. Deborah Mark, that probably kept you up at night, I bet, huh?
Not that. No.
Could you tell we were 1 second off? You sensitive enough for that?
No, I'm going to pass on being worried about that one.
All right.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
This is the kind of story that gets me so pissed off. Put yourself in this guy's position, okay? There's a man in North Hollywood. Second North Hollywood story this hour. And he runs a print shop in North Hollywood. And one day, he's just minding his own business, doing his work. His name is Pena. I don't see his first name here. And some crazy guy comes in, a criminal that officials were chasing. Carlos Pena is his name. Carlos Pena is the owner. And this guy was fleeing U.S. Marshals. This happened in August of 2022. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Marshals called for backup because Pena had to run outside. The bad guy is now inside the print shop. So the Marshals call for backup. LAPD sends the SWAT team. 2 hours, they try to contact the guy. He wouldn't respond. So the officers then fired tear gas canisters into the shop and into the crawl space. Then the officers entered the crawl space themselves and realized the man wasn't there. It was 10 hours before Pena was allowed back inside. He's had this business 31 years, 13 years at the same spot in Lancashire. Walks inside, and the tear gas had ruined everything. The electronics, the banners, the clothing. Cleanup crews had to throw away all of Pena's equipment that he'd built up over decades. They soaked the place in tear gas that they didn't even need because the guy wasn't there. Pena's losses not covered by insurance. Most insurance agencies do not cover destruction of property by police. You got to check your insurance. It'll say something like, it doesn't cover damage by order of government authority. And most people don't know what that means. Well, what it means, Carlos Pena was out of luck. So he goes to court, goes to federal court, I guess because this started with the U.S. Marshals, and a judge, John Walter, said that the LAPD raid constituted a valid use of police power, not protected by the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. The Fifth Amendment, in part, says that the government cannot take private property for public use without just compensation. Well, they took over his print shop for 12 hours and destroyed everything inside. And there's no compensation? And Walter agreed it was unfair. It's unfair. But the defendant, that would be the city of Los Angeles, has no responsibility to compensate Carlos Pena. That is just astonishing. You would think the city would do it anyway with all the money that they went. This is another example. All the money that they blow on illegal aliens. And here you have an American who's been working for 31 years. And in a few hours, the SWAT team destroyed everything. And they didn't even need to. It was declared a valid use of police power. That is just sick. And for the city bureaucrats to fight this guy and not give him a check, considering what you waste money on. Terrible. Conway's here. Conway, you got to do something. You're always sucking
in
up
Burbank?
to the Burbank government here.
Yeah.
Inexplicably. And now they're going to turn Olive Avenue one lane in each direction?
Well, I've fought in the past to reduce the cell towers near schools, and we won that. And then I fought to raise money for the schools, Proposition S, and we won that. And I sort of burned out.
Oh, you're done? You're done fighting?
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I get stuck in traffic every day, I'm calling you.
Okay, but look, you have a great point. And every once in a while, a blind chicken gets a kernel. But the people that are driving, and it's going to affect, they don't have time to go to these meetings. They don't know when they are. No. That meeting was last night till midnight. I could have gone. I didn't know when it was. I got off work at 7. I could have been there at 7:15 raising hell.
You don't find out till after the fact.
Nobody finds out when these meetings are unless you're a regular who goes to them.
Yeah, and the groups, the bike groups always find out. The people who are into public transit and and Metro and all that. They know.
Well, see, I'm with a group in Burbank trying to open a casino in Burbank, so I got to lay low. I got to fight my battle, pick my choose my battles.
Right in front of your house. You need that. Yeah. Have a tunnel.
That's right. Yeah. We got Ravy coming on today from the Woody Show. That's going to be cool at 4:30. Very funny young lady. And then we also have Joseph Lieberman. Remember him? Senator, vice president, candidate. He died. Yeah. And he was a very cool dude. I like that guy. I like that Joe Lieberman.
Yeah. He was Al Gore's vice president.
That's right. Yeah.
Nominee.
That's right.
Almost John McCain's.
I think he was John McCain's.
No, he switched to Sarah Palin at the last minute.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
Yeah.
But that's right. That's right. But he was one of those like tweener guys,
right,
that, you know, that you could like sort of have a conversation with.
That's a normal person, didn't fit in any party.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll accept that.
All right.
Ding dong with you, by the way. I didn't win the Mega Millions.
Again?
No, well, obviously, I'm here.
You realize every time you've bought one of those tickets, you've lost?
I know, but
every time. I
know, but we have a lotto captain who I personally like, but she's horrible at picking numbers.
But she's lost every one of these.
Right. Times. She's a bad.
Yeah.
Look, she's a great friend and a great wife and a great employee. Not so good with the numbers.
Yeah. All right.
Ding dong.
Conway next. Mike Curl Crozier has the news.
Crow!
Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.